You're listening to SBS News.
Jody Friedman ran a successful IT business for almost a decade, and now she struggles to use a computer. She was diagnosed with younger onset dementia at 55, but says her symptoms began long before that.
I couldn't work anymore. I couldn't read. I couldn't write. There was nothing for me to be able to do. It was just the most awkward time of my life because nothing was happening. I was just stuck.
At first, doctors misdiagnosed Ms. Friedman. She was initially referred to a psychiatrist for treatment of a suspected mental illness. When that didn't help, she persisted. And 2 years ago, she was told she had developed a rare form of dementia.
The funny thing is, once I found out about the dementia, I wasn't that... It sort of resonated in a way, in a really odd way.
In Australia, about 447,000 people live with a type of dementia. One in 13 of them are aged in their 30s, 40s and 50s. Alzheimer's Australia CEO Marie McCabe said younger people with the disease often felt extra stigma and discrimination.
Unfortunately, there's a myth that dementia only affects older people, and that's not the case. So for younger people, the sorts of comments that might be made are, well, you don't look like you've got dementia, I have memory problems all the time, you know, you're fine, there's really nothing wrong. And it really invalidates the profound impact that dementia actually has on the lives of people with younger onset dementia.
Migrants and older Australians of non-English speaking backgrounds with dementia have also reported experiences of racial discrimination. Sarah Hsu is a full-time carer for her 84-year-old mother, Leanne Ying Go. She's found support through a Sydney wellness centre created to help Asian seniors.
I think the age group range from 70 to 95. The average age is about 83. So, my mother came here. I think she really enjoyed herself. So I think that sort of lifted the burden of me as well. I treated it like a respite care centre for me.
At the centre, visitors play card games, practice writing Chinese calligraphy and cook dumplings together. Ms. Hsu said the group activities have helped establish her mother's condition and improved her memory.
I think all of that sort of give them a sense of belonging. Also in here, in this centre, they're very well respected. So I think in that sense, they have the dignity as well, and they feel loved, and the confidence level goes up as well eventually. So,
University of Sydney ageing and health researcher Lee Fay Low said more focus on multicultural aged care services is needed across the country.
What we hope to see is more partnerships between cold communities and mainstream services, so that mainstream services may have a few people and a staff member who speaks their language in the facility, and maybe visitors from their community also educating them about how to best support and care for people who don't speak mainstream English.
The aim being to help all Australians living with dementia live better for longer. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.